on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the HSE has admitted that the discovery of medical finds earlier this year in and around Letterkenny occurred after a break-in to a medical records centre. The latest sitting of the Letterkenny Municipal District has been adjourned until September as a mark of respect to the late Fianna Fáil councillor Manus Kelly. Gardaí and Letterkenny are keen to hear from anyone who may be able to identify three young males who are believed to have been involved in a stabbing incident in the town last week. And a public meeting is to be held in Birt as areas of South Inishowen are said to still be under siege over a foul odour in the area. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the HSE has admitted that the discovery of medical files earlier this year in and around Letterkenny occurred after a break-in to a medical records centre. The file of an elderly woman was found by a family in the Bernard McGlinchey Town Park last month. A second person then came forward to say that they were contacted by Letterkenny University Hospital to advise that her medical file had been found in the High Road area of the town. In March of this year, the hospital was also made aware that a patient list was contained in refuge collected by a litter warden in Letterkenny, while another list was found off-site in May. Laura Donnelly has more.
The HSE has admitted that storage containers at St Conal's medical facility close to Letterkenny University Hospital were broken into. A lock on the container is believed to have been smashed open and an undisclosed number of files taken. The files at this particular centre relate to the records of deceased patients as well as secondary notes on patients. A spokesperson confirmed that steel cages have now been fitted to locks around the cages on the medical records storage containers to prevent a reoccurrence of the recent breach where the lock had been broken to gain access to one of the containers. The spokesperson said the loss of patient files were not as a result of negligence but as a result of theft, so there will be no sanctions on staff.
The latest sitting of the Letterkenny Municipal District has been adjourned until September as a mark of respect to the late Fianna Fáil councillor Manus Kelly. The 41-year-old was just embarking on a promising career in local politics before his untimely death while participating in the Jill Donegal International Rally last month. He was elected to Donegal County Council for the first time in the Letterkenny electoral area in May, polling 906 first preference votes. Fellow councillors paid further tributes to him before today's meeting was adjourned, describing Mr. Kelly as an exceptional person and a natural politician. Cairnlock of the Letterkenny Municipal District Councillor John O'Donnell says it's devastating not to have Councillor Kelly part of the council going forward.
Losing Manus as a public representative here in the Letterkenny Municipal District is a huge loss, not only to this area but to the county as a whole. As I said there at the meeting, Manus was going to be an exceptional councillor, and we were really looking forward to working with Manus over the next 5 years, and I knew from the passion that Manus was showing at an early stage that he was going to be an excellent public representative.
He had achieved a lot in his short term as a councillor, but he had so much more to do. Is that something you're going to pursue going forward, maybe to honour him?
Yeah, I think that it's very important that there was a number of, I suppose, items on Manus's agenda that he wanted to prioritise. So for ourselves as elected members here, and it's within our remittance, we'll be doing everything we can to make sure and fulfil Manus's wish list and to try and get those projects moved forward and delivered over our term in office here in the area.
Obviously then, from a personal perspective, John, it must be very, very devastating not to have your friend at your side on the council.
Yeah, it is indeed. I think just the loss of Manus as a friend within the council was going to be a massive bonus for myself to have somebody so close to me working with me. But as well as that, outside the council, myself and Manus socialised together, had the same interests in sports and rallying and stuff. So it's a big blow to us all, and all we can do now is just be there for Bernie and for his five children and support them and his extended family throughout their difficult time now, because I'm sure it's not easy for anybody, so it's not Catherine.
Today's sitting of the Glenties Municipal District was also adjourned for 30 minutes this afternoon as a mark of respect for Councillor Kelly and former Councillor Fred Call. A no-deal Brexit has been labelled an ugly prospect by the Minister for Foreign Affairs. The government has unveiled its latest plans to deal with the UK crashing out of the EU in October. Checks on some goods will be necessary from north to south, however no detail has been provided. Discussions with the European Commission are continuing over the issue in order to protect Ireland's place in the single market. Taoiseach Simon Coveney insists the government will prevent physical infrastructure on the border, however he has warned a no-deal Brexit will be disruptive.
A no-deal Brexit is an ugly prospect. It will put many businesses and many people under a great deal of strain. It will put political relationships on this island under a great deal of strain, in my view. It will make it more difficult for the institutions of the Good Friday Agreement to function. And it will be a fundamental disruptor to the all-island economy.
In the UK, Jeremy Corbyn is challenging the next Tory leader to put their Brexit plan to a second EU referendum. He says his party would campaign to remain unless the Conservatives can secure a deal which protects the economy and jobs. British Labour MP Bridget Phillipson, who's a Remainer, says the next Prime Minister must not force through Brexit.
They have no mandate for it. In fact, it's not clear that they really have a mandate for a renegotiated Brexit deal, which is why I think the final decision on this, about the biggest decision we face as a country for a generation, must go back to the British people.
Gardaí in Letterkenny are keen to hear from anyone who may be able to identify three young males who are believed to have been involved in a stabbing incident in the town last week. On Wednesday afternoon last, a man was approached by three youths in the Port Road area. Upon passing the group, the man felt a sharp pain in his hip, but it wasn't until later that he realised he had been stabbed and part of a blade was still lodged in his hip. Garda Claire Rafferty says this was a very serious incident to have occurred in broad daylight.
Man and woman walking near the Pulse nightclub in that area, and they met three youths who had hoods up and they came towards them, and one of the youths bumped into the man in this couple, and when he passed, he felt a sharp pain in his hip, but he didn't pay any attention to it. He continued home a short distance and realised that he had a wound in his hip, and when he looked, he removed a small piece of a blade from the wound. So again, anyone in that area near the Pulse nightclub, 2:45 to 3 p.m. on Wednesday, we'd ask you to again call Letterkenny 916 7100, or again, confidential lines always there. That someone can be just walking down the street during the day and end up with a bit of a blade in their hip is very serious.
Meanwhile, a young male is recovering from injuries sustained during a violent assault in the town. It's understood that a group of youths got into an altercation in the Market Square area of Letterkenny in the early hours of Friday morning last, and a broken bottle was subsequently produced. The male received cuts to his arm as a result. Garda Rafferty is also appealing to anyone who may have any information in relation to this incident to come forward.
We're looking at Thursday night, Friday morning, so it was at 12:30 a.m, so the early hours of Friday morning, in which a youth received cuts to his arm, which are believed to have been caused by a broken bottle during an altercation with another youth. So these boys obviously got into an argument and a broken bottle was produced, and the other youth ended up with cuts to the arm. It's dangerous. Once anyone uses an article in a dispute, you never know where it can lead. So it's something we really want any information we can get on. Again, it's Letterkenny looking for information on this. So it's Market Square, Letterkenny, the 5th of July. So it would be Thursday, the 4th of July, that night, just 12:30.
The Dáil was suspended this afternoon after a massive row over climate change. It came during a debate on the government's decision to block the Climate Emergency Measures Bill. If passed, it would mean no new licences would be granted for oil or gas exploration in Ireland. People Before Profit TD Breed Smith, who brought forward the bill, accused the Taoiseach of lying. That led to a clash with the Las Cian Comhairle and Donegal deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher.
Your office was lobbied by the industry, heavily lobbied by them last year. Lobbying increased 7 times, but it was lobbied earlier this year by the industry, and your office kept no record of that lobbying. And I'm going to accuse you of lying, because I'm going to prove it.
I'm on my feet, Deputy Smith.
A public meeting is to be held in Birt as areas of South Inishowen are said to still be under siege over foul odour in the area. The smell is believed to be originating from the old Green and Greenan estate, now owned by Glenmore Estates. The meeting is due to take place on Thursday night in St Mary's Hall in Birt. Local councillor Jack Murray says the company has told him a byproduct of their operations has to be spread on the land, but it has a planning application in for a facility which may provide a long-term solution. However, he says what happens in the short to medium term will be a major focus of Thursday's meeting.
The company have said to me that if they can get this building through, then that the smell, they think they can contain the smell or it'll not be as bad. But I suppose there's going to be a public meeting on Thursday at 8 o'clock in Birt Hall, and I would encourage everybody to come along to that because the company will be represented at that. This is where we should get everybody around, concerned residents, the company, Donegal County Council, and pave the way forward. That nobody wants to interfere with somebody's business or they're creating jobs in that area. Everybody's all for that, but it shouldn't be done in a way that so severely impacts on the way of life of hundreds of families in such a widespread area.
Councillor Paul Canning says the company is willing to work with local people, but the underlying issue is a complex one. One problem, he says, is that the regulations regarding air pollution are vague.
There was a similar situation down in Limerick where the council there went through a lot of process and didn't get very far regarding rules and regulations. The actual Air Pollution Act is more for industrial than it is for farming. And the act that they have is they have a check the level of sulfur or nitrogen or the sort of lead, benzene, carbon, and all that. We need to get to a system or a place where they can put sampling points down there and check, but we also need the regulation there that I have been checking this, and I've been asking people within Chagas and people within departments to see if there is a this farmer is within regulation. When I spoke to the owners of the plant, they were able to say to me, listen, look, we are within regulation, but we are willing to work with the residents and the people of Birt insofar as if there is a wedding, if there is a funeral, if there is a first communion, a function, or if there's anything going on in the chapel or any of the hotels, that they will suspend the spread. The problem being the smell, even whenever you actually suspend today, the smell stays there for 3, 4, 5 days.
Get behind Donegal this weekend. Gear up for the big match at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure with a great range of Donegal jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts and accessories available, including the new Colorado range. Shop in-store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And it's 14 minutes past 5 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with European qualifying in soccer, and Rangers are playing at the moment in Gibraltar against St. Joseph's and qualifying for the Europa League. That match started at 5-5 this evening. There's around 18 minutes played or so there. No goals to report. It's currently St. Joseph's 0, Rangers 0. Elsewhere, Celtic are in Champions League. First round qualifying action later. They're taking on Sarajevo. Celtic, of course, on the road tonight. That one will kick off at 7:15 this evening. Arsenal have appointed one of their invincibles as their new technical director. Edu moves back to the Premier League club to take up a role working with the first team, academy, scouting and recruitment departments. The Brazilian made 30 appearances during Arsenal's unbeaten Premier League season. Dundalk captain Brian Gartland has signed a new contract at the club. The centre half will remain at Oriel Park until the end of the 2020 season. Dundalk play host to FC Riga in the first leg of their Champions League first qualifying round tomorrow evening. In Gaelic Games, Croke Park is to host the All-Ireland Ladies Football Semi-Finals for the very first time this year. The games will be played as a doubleheader at GAA headquarters on Sunday, August 25th. If Donegal are to reach the last four, they will have to overcome Tyrone and Mayo in the All-Ireland Group Series and then a quarter-final. Donegal captain Karen Guthrie was at today's Ladies Championship launch and says there now is an added incentive to progress.
Yeah, fantastic. It's brilliant news. There's definitely an added incentive there now with the group stages. If you get through and obviously the quarterfinals, then to make the semi-finals would be absolutely huge. It's a pretty special. It's the biggest stage in ladies football and in Gaelic football as a whole, and it's a fantastic pitch to play on, and there's a serious reward to get in the semis as well.
And here we are in the All-Ireland series, and it is Tyrone, as you mentioned, back facing Ulster opposition again.
Yeah, I suppose just the way the group stages worked out, ours is no easier than anybody else's. Tyrone and Mayo will provide serious opposition for us, and a wee bit dangerous in the sense that you have played them already this year, and obviously we won, so Tyrone will be delighted probably at the prospect of getting the opportunity to play us again. And it was very close the first day. You know, you would have found it hard to separate the side, so it'll be another battle again.
You can hear more from Karen Guthrie ahead of the All-Ireland Championship by going to the sports section off our website, highlandradio.com. Now, the match details for Donegal's group games in that series have been confirmed. Maxi Curran's side will play Tyrone at Cusick Park in Mullingar on Saturday week, the 20th of July at 1:45. That game is part of a doubleheader with Cork and Cavan. The Ulster Champions game against Mayo has been fixed for O'Muir Park in Tullamore the following Saturday, July 27th. It will start at 1:30, and again, that match is a fixture as part of a doubleheader with Cork and Armagh also playing that day. Tyrone are due to start the group against Mayo, that's Donegal's group, this coming Sunday, with the venue and time still to be confirmed. There's an All-Ireland Under-20B Hurling Championship fixture scheduled for tonight for the Richie McElligott Cup. Donegal are on the road as they head to Park Esther to play Down. It throws on at 7 o'clock. The winner of that game will be through to the quarterfinals of the competition with the home tie against Sligo this coming Saturday. To tennis, Serena Williams is through to a 12th Wimbledon semi-final of her career, but the 17 champion needed three sets to see off world number 55, Alison Risk. Williams will face the 8th seed, Elena Svitolina, in Thursday's semi-final after the Ukrainian defeated Caroline Mokova 7-5, 6-4. The 23-time Grand Slam champion Williams says Risk gave her a proper battle today.
I just needed to just fight. Alison was... I mean, she played so great throughout the whole tournament. She's beaten so many amazing players players that have had great years. And, you know, she was not giving it to me. I needed to step up and take it, and that's what I had to do.
Elsewhere at Wimbledon, Samoa Halep secured just a second ever semi-final appearance at SW19 with a straight sets victory over China's Zhang Shuai. The seventh seed will face either Joanna Konta or Barbara Strizova in Thursday's semi-final. The Czech claimed the first set in that battle, 7-6, winning at 7-5 on the tiebreaker. And finally, in golf, world number 2, Dustin Johnson has been added to the field for the JP McManus Pro-Am at Adair Manor in July of next year. The former US Open champion joins a list that already includes Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. Adair Manor is seen as a contender to host the 2026 Ryder Cup. Next Sport in Highland is tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín, and returning to some news. Phil Hogan has been nominated for a second term as European Commissioner by the Taoiseach. Leo Varadkar said the nomination was an endorsement of the last 5 years Phil Hogan has spent in Europe. He's praised him as a skilled negotiator who's been good for Ireland when it comes to Brexit. Phil Hogan held the agriculture and rural affairs brief for the past 5 years, but may seek a more influential portfolio this time around. However, Donegal Deputy Charlie McConnell says farmers will be disappointed to see Phil Hogan returned for a second term as EU Commissioner. He has criticised Mr Hogan for his handling of the Mercosur trade negotiations.
While trade is very positive and while we're very supportive of it, in terms of beef, we're the largest exporter in Europe. We're the fifth largest exporter in the world. And certainly the Irish interest wasn't well represented by Commissioner Hogan in that regard. And I think farmers would certainly look at it very disappointed to see that despite that he's been rewarded with another 5 years as Commissioner.
Gardaí are continuing to investigate after a sum of cash and a quantity of cigarettes was stolen from a shop in Letterkenny during an armed robbery last night. A man armed with a knife entered Kernan's Eurospar on Lower Main Street at around 10:30, demanding money before making off on foot. The area was sealed off for a time this morning and a full forensic examination of the scene was carried out. Garda Claire Rafferty is urging anyone with information to contact Letterkenny Garda Station.
He's described as wearing a grey hoodie, dark tracksuit bottoms with a single white stripe down the leg and grey runners. If anyone was on Lower Main Street last night in Letterkenny at around 10:30 p.m. who's seen anyone matching that description or going into a shop on Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, we'd ask them to ring Letterkenny Garda Station.
The Dáil's Public Accounts Committee says the state's housing support schemes do not represent a value for money. TDs and senators on the committee have strongly criticised the government's approach to housing, broadband and the National Children's Hospital in their latest report. They say the system for gathering housing information is unsatisfactory and spending €300 million on housing assistance payments and the rental accommodation scheme must be reviewed. PAC member TD Catherine Murphy says the money should be spent on building homes.
Most of our investment is going into more or less giving support to private landlords as opposed to a greater degree of the finance going into funding the provision of housing, which would be a much more sustainable option. If you bring more state funding into building housing, it actually increases the housing stock and actually then takes the pressure off.
And finally, the Gama Litter Task Force has officially launched its litter education campaign in Buncrana. The task force has been successful to date in changing the public's behaviour by encouraging correct gum disposal through a targeted education and awareness campaign. The 2018 campaign maintained an all-time high of 93% of people stating that they regard chewing gum as litter, up from 74% when the campaign first began in 2007. Speaking earlier on the 9 to Noon show, Avril Donlan, Gum Litter Task Force Executive, says it's important to keep the momentum going.
I mean, there's absolutely no excuse for people to be dropping it on the ground. And like you say, you know, if people do walk in it, it is a nightmare for people to get off their shoes and stuff. And because the nature of the product, it is so sticky, it's not like dropping anything else can be easily picked up. But it is down to 8%, but there's no excuse for anybody to be dropping it on the ground, and people still are. So that's what we are all about, is raising awareness of the people just pop it in the bin. So we had a launch yesterday in Buncrana about this campaign, and it was launched by the Cohere Look Councillor Nicholas Crossan and Buncrana of Heidi Towns, and with the help of the Waste Awareness Officer Suzanne Bogan in Donegal County Council. So we were all working together to get this campaign up and running and to make the public aware of the issue of dropping litter and all types of litter, but chewing gum on the ground.
For weather now, it will be cloudy this evening with occasional rain or drizzle, but good dry periods too. It will be cloudy tonight also with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, continuing mild and humid with lowest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees and light southwest breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the HSE has admitted that the discovery of medical finds earlier this year in and around Letterkenny occurred after a break-in to a medical records centre. The file of an elderly woman was found by a family in the Bernard McGlinchey Town Park last month. A second person then came forward to say that they were contacted by Letterkenny University Hospital to advise that her medical file had been found in the High Road area of the town. The latest sitting of the Letterkenny Municipal District has been adjourned until September as a mark of respect to the late Fianna Fáil councillor Manus Kelly. The 41-year-old was just embarking on a promising career in local politics before his untimely death while participating in the Jules Donegal International Rally last month. A young male is recovering from injuries sustained during a violent assault in Letterkenny. It's understood that a group of youths got into an altercation in the Market Square area of the town in the early hours of Friday morning last, and a broken bottle was subsequently produced. And a public meeting is to be held in Birch as areas of South Inishowen are said to still be under siege over a foul odour in the area. The smell is believed to be originating from the old and Green Inn estate, now owned by Glenmore Estates. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, Good evening. The obituary notice says for this Tuesday evening, July the 9th. The death has taken place of Arno Sullivan, née Boyle, 65 Ballycommon Estates, Strabane, and formerly of Ballydoron, Burnfoot. Remains are reposing at her home this evening from 6 o'clock. Fiona leaving her home on Thursday morning at 10 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, Care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Neil Anthony Lynch, Upper Annie Clamani. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Charlie Dugan, Roisin, Burton Port. Charlie's remains will repose at McGlynn's funeral home this evening from 6 o'clock with Rosary at 9 o'clock. His remains will repose at his residence at Roisin, Burton Port from 5 o'clock tomorrow evening with Rosary at 9 o'clock. Removal on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Kincashla for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with interment afterwards in Belcrutch Cemetery. Family time after the Rosary at 9 o'clock. And the death has taken place of John McBride, The Rock, Ballymagan, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 11:45 for 12:30 Mass in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Buncrana Nursing Unit or the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. House private from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m.